Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Today is talking about spiritual famine that we have in the land.
Amen.
Amos 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I shall send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. And as I was thinking about this today, back in the days of Amos, there was plenty of prophets around. There was an abundance of opportunity for people to hear the word. And just like today, there's abundance of opportunity, but people don't listen. And back in their days, they had a precept upon precept, line upon line. Prophecy was their daily bread, as we know it. And it's like when we go to church and we hear the word of God, not something that's tickling our ears, we get the daily bread. We get the things of God. We hear what God is saying to those who will listen to Him. But they didn't want to listen back in them days. God in these scriptures are sending the early church, or the early people back in them times, a warning. In Amos 7, starting in verse 12, and Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thy way unto the land of Judah, and eat their bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's capital, and it is in the king's court. Then answered Amos and said unto Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go and prophesy unto my people Israel. Now therefore hear the word of the Lord, thou sayest, Prophesy not against Israel, and do not drop thy word into the house of Isaac. Verse 17, this is a word for Amaziah. Thus saith the Lord, thy wife shall be a harlot in the city, and thy sons and daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be delivered by lying, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity of this land. Who was Amaziah? He was the priest at Bethel. He was the high priest, and he didn't want any prophecy, he didn't want anything going on that would interrupt what they're doing as far as their worship. And what were they worshiping? A calf. They were not worshiping the true God. And now today, we worship all kinds of stuff out there in the world. Some worship their cars, some worship people, not the Lord, but people. Some worship all kinds of things, guns, no matter whatever you want to name. But they need to worship the Lord their God. They look for divine counsel. They won't find any. Because there's many preachers out there today that are not preaching the Word of God. There's a famine. What they preach is what people want to hear.
Amen.
Churches are growing because they're not preaching the Word.
Right.
Those that are preaching the Word are staying small. And that's not what it should be, but that's what it is. But the people that are in them are growing by leaps and bounds. Why? Because they hear the word, and they start obeying the word, and God starts working through them.
Amen.
And through it, they start to grow. They will desire the word of the Lord, but they won't find it. You know, those of us that want it, we can find it.
Amen.
But them that are out there are just looking for different things, they won't find anything. Ezekiel 7:26, mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor, and then they shall seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and the counsel from the ancients, or from the elders. Micah 3:7, then shall the seers be ashamed, diviners confounded, yea, they shall cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. There's a famine out there in the world for those wanting to hear the word of God. It's there, but they don't want to listen. They won't want to do what God tells them to do. They don't want to do what the word says to do. And many people feel, oh, I belong to this church, I belong to that church, my parents did, my grandparents did, and I'm going to get in by that. And then God's word says, no, you're not. We get in by the blood of Christ. We get in by accepting Him as Lord and Savior. And there's a famine in our land today. Just last week, I heard a preacher on the radio. This was up in the Syracuse station. And what he was saying was good until he made these statements. I heard on the radio myself. He said God never spoke to him. And as he read in the Word, he said that there are last days, but he didn't know if he was in them or not. I said, whoa, what are you doing bringing this stuff on the radio? You're supposed to be a preacher. You're supposed to know what the Word of God says.
Amen.
He says, I don't know if they're in the last days or not. I don't even know what the last days are. I said, man, I said to myself, where are you coming from? And everything else he was saying seemed to be pretty well lining up with the Word until he made these two statements. You know, and I said, man, that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear what God is saying.
That's right.
I want to hear what God is teaching me.
That's
I want to hear what God's saying through other people.
That's right.
Yet, there's a famine out there because there are those who don't want to hear what God has to say. Where are the preachers and the prophets of today that are preaching the Word of God? Where are they? They're few and far between. We were reading about the Brother Johnsons and the mega preachers. What kind of message are they preaching? Is it from the Word of God? And I think many of them are not.
That's right.
They're tickling the ears, I guess that's what they call it. They're preaching what people want to hear. Their churches grow. They get big salaries, big cars, big homes. Yet every one of them people are going to go to hell unless they repent.
Right. Amen.
They don't hear the Word of God. They don't hear Him tell them that they got to repent. And God says that's what we have to do. We need to repent. The church of today wants to hear what they want to, not what the Word says for us to do.
That's right.
Luke 11:9-10. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh shall find him, and he that knocketh, it shall be opened. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I think that's the key of the whole thing. We must diligently seek the Lord.
Amen.
There are those that go to the altar, and I've seen this in myself, every week, and ask Jesus to come into their life. Yet, you never see a change in their life. They're not diligently seeking. They're giving lip service and not deed service.
Amen.
They're not changing their life. You don't see where God is doing anything at all. There was a lady one time, she went to church, and this young man came up to the altar all the time. And he said, fill me up, Lord, fill me up. And from the back of the church, this little old lady says, don't bother, he leaks.
Glory.
In other words, he keeps on coming, but he's not receiving what God has for him. And God is not able to work in his life. Amos 5:6. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like a fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there shall be none to quench it in Bethel. We need to follow the Word of God. We need to do it not just with lip service, but with heart service.
Yeah.
Out of the heart speaks the mouth. If we have it in our heart, we will speak it out of our mouth.
Amen.
And God wants not us to give Him lip service, but He wants us to come to Him with a repentant heart. We need to make sure that we diligently seek Him. And as we do, He will open up the doors. He will change our lives, and people will know that we are Christians. People will know that we are not just somebody saying it, but we are the real thing. And we need to understand that God is still on the throne. His Word is still true. His Word is still coming to pass day by day. And as it does, we keep on growing stronger. We keep on seeing the things happening. And I'm waiting that day that God's going to take us out of here.
Amen.
I believe that's going to be the greatest time of our life. And when God does, people are going to say, He told me, she told me, and I wouldn't listen. Folks out there by radio land, listen to what the Lord has said. Listen to what the Lord is saying to you today. Lift up your heart. Read the Word of God and diligently seek Him, and you will find Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.